have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment trends, and stock ideas. I am Saloni Goyal. The quest for safe investments is driving stock investors to ETFs and the ESG way of investing. These products are already very popular in the Western markets and are now catching up with Indian investors too. In this podcast with Sir Roop Mohanty, Chief Executive Officer of Mirai Asset Investment, we find out what's behind this rising popularity, if it's actually a prudent way to invest, and how can one choose the right bets in this space. Listen in. Sir, ETF investing is finally finding favor with Indian investors. What do you think is driving this shift?
Saloni, thank you for having me. When you look at this basic concept, I mean, the ETFs have been there in existence in India for over 20 years. The growth in ETFs actually can be witnessed in the last 5-6 years, and there are some reasons for that. I mean, primarily governments have been using ETFs as a preferred route of disinvestment. This has increased the participation of retail investors also. ETFs are also now being used by EPFOs and private ETF bodies to take exposure into the equity market. You cannot dissociate the fact that the shrinking alpha in active funds have also made the average investor aware of the benefit of the plain vanilla ETFs like the Nifty, Sensex, etc. And of course, the regulatory measures such as categorization of funds, along with, say, the benchmarking of the TRI variants, has improved the performance evaluation significantly. You know, further, what is exciting to see is the rise in participation of retail investors in ETFs. Just for example, say the number of retail investors in other than gold, say, in September 2015 were around 2.4 lakhs. This went up to 11.28 lakhs in September 2019. But between September 2019 and September 2020, it doubled to 27.78 lakhs. That's the kind of growth it has seen in the last 1 or 2 years. It highlights that, you know, investors have adapted ETFs as much faster pace than one was anticipating. I think the simplicity of the product is what makes ETFs more appealing. Apart from the simplicity, the low cost, I think the tradability feature, the transparency of the portfolios, focus exposure and accessibility in terms of an investor is sitting, say, in the US, taking exposure into Indian markets and vice versa, have contributed to the rise in popularity of ETFs. Globally today, ETFs are the preferred route of investment. I mean, if you want, someone wants to capture and get benefit of particular themes such as ESG, say cloud computing, we're doing a lot of work there, robotics and artificial intelligence, they look to take the ETF route.
All right. We've often heard Warren Buffett recommending investors to go for ETFs over stocks. So you mentioned why, you know, investors have been shifting to ETFs. What do you think makes it a really good investment tool? And, you know, somebody who's starting new into the market, should they start with ETFs first? What kind of an advice would you be giving them?
See, I think when a person of the caliber of Mr. Warren Buffett, and I'm too small a man to really comment on his caliber and his stature, but when a person like him in his annual shareholder letter has spoken on positives of index funds or ETFs, one has to stand up and recognize that. Say, for example, in his 2013 letter, he stated that in his will, he has told the trustee to put 90% of it into the S&P 500 index funds. It is low cost, he says. It is a bunch of wonderful businesses and it takes care of itself. In his 2016 letter, he stated that over the years, I've often been asked an investment advice. And in the process of answering, I have learned a good deal about human behavior. My regular recommendation has been low cost S&P index fund. That's Warren Buffett saying. See, the reason he recommends this is simply that outstanding broad-based market indices in a long run in tough and today's winners, you know, may not remain tomorrow. The market keeps on changing. At an aggregate industry level, the performance more or less a zero-sum game. That is what probably, you know, is a realization over a period of time. See, normally when it is the index fund, the low cost comes into the front. But it's apart from being a low cost fund, you know, one can do so many things with an ETF. One can gain from intraday activities, either use futures or options, or you can gain the same exposure via ETFs. You know, one can use ETFs to adjust your asset allocation temporarily to benefit from current market and economic environment also. One can do strategic asset allocation where ETFs can form a core of your portfolio. That's something which will come probably in the future. At this moment, the core of the portfolio is more or less active fund management. When you look at ETFs, you can access international markets that diversify the risks of exposure to one nation. One also uses ETFs to park the excessive cash and reduce the cash drag of portfolios. And I also believe that in the case of a new entrant, and this is very important, coming into financial markets, suppose a new investor, or for an existing investor who wants to explore new ideas or theme-based investing, passive investing is an excellent tool to start with. It helps to gauge and gets one comfort when venturing into uncharted territory. Once an investor gets used to it, one can then start allocating certain portion of the assets into active funds, as then one can, you know, or would have sort of understood the risks involved and understood the nuances of investments and markets.
All right. So one more trend I would say that's catching up ever since the pandemic is that ESG investing has caught, you know, fancy of Indian investors. So how should one pick ESG compliant stocks then?
See, the pandemic has just accelerated anti-incumbency of the Indian investor against the poor corporate governance. I think in the last 2-3 years, one has seen the rise of governance issues. The Indian investors have started realizing that it is important to consider and evaluate non-financial information. We are observing that people in general are becoming conscious of their consumption also. We Indians have started perceiving the need to contribute towards the society by meeting the needs of, say, the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own. See, it's actually true that it's tough to pick ESG compliant stocks on one's own, as ESG data are by and large qualitative in nature, and assimilating all this information requires a domain expertise. Please understand that this is significantly different from evaluating companies based on financial parameters. ESG investing is based on evaluating a lot of holistic parameters. For instance, say Sustainalytics, the global research firm who we work with, considers more than 150 parameters before arriving at its ESG risk rating. It's also important to consider how well the company is managing its ESG relative to its peer in the sector it operates. That also differentiates companies in a particular sector. See, it would be challenging for investors to identify an ESG compliant stock, and as a result, we recommend that one can take it through a low-cost passive product as an ETF to gain exposure to ESG, while the underlying data is based or is, you know, researched from a global ESG research provider. Some of the factors that these, you know, research providers consider are say the climate risk, carbon emission of a company, contamination of air and water, deforestation, data privacy, gender diversity and parity, composition of the board members, say if the whistleblower policy is being actually utilized properly or not. It also takes into factor midterm resignations of auditors. You know, they have impact on the companies. And of course, if any number of any independent directors move out. So if you see, some of these factors are very crucial to the business, but don't get captured by financial parameters only. Hence, this is a more holistic way of investing. Hence, it is gaining popularity worldwide, and we are probably at the threshold of that in India.
Okay, so in an overall portfolio, what do you think should be the ideal allocation towards the ESG theme?
The ESG theme in the future would focus on, see, avoiding, benefiting and contributing, whereby the investor investing in ESG funds would avoid certain companies that are not ESG compliant and would benefit in the long term in returns along with the ability of contributing towards the society. As ESG thing is a very long-term proposition, it aims to generate wealth at a lower risk. Simply put, evaluating companies on the parameters of ESG helps you to avoid the companies that may run into risk or trouble with regulators, or those who face the risk of failure of corporate governance, just to name a few. This then helps you to enhance your return compared to traditional investing, and it becomes sustainable. See, there is enough evidence that has demonstrated that investing in sustainability has usually met and often exceeded the performance of comparable traditional investments. This is on both an absolute risk adjusted as well as across asset classes over a period of time. That is how ESG pans out in the future. Returns from any assets, you would say, you know, whether equity or fixed income are not static and they change over time because of possible structural shifts that occur with time. Some of these changes can be because of ESG factors going forward in the future. Thus, an investor can form his or her core portfolio using the ESG theme as it tends to have impact on structural shifts, which is important in the long run. Worldwide, this shift has already happened and we are probably at the threshold, as I said, of the same in India. Hence, by investing in an ESG portfolio, you are not only contributing to a better tomorrow by incentivizing companies which incorporate ESG practices, but you are doing so with the possibility of generating wealth at a lower risk. ESG hence is a very noble investment strategy that scores on performance with morals. Make no mistake, it seems to be a theme now, but in the future, it caters towards the core of the portfolio. And the future is headed definitely the ESG way.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mohanty, for your time and insights. Dear listeners, that's all in today's special podcast. But keep checking out this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.